They're all staying in the ranch. No.
Go ahead and sit.
Okay.
The table.
And so they went ahead and
sat down.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you would say, don't wait until the potatoes are passed. Go ahead and
dip your set.
Okay. And so he went ahead and
hipped himself.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you might say, oh, no, thank you, I don't.
Careful.
Okay. What do you call food that has been cooked and served a second time? You'd say, well,
warmed over.
Okay. And what do you call food that that's been done to?
Just warmed over is all I know.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew. I'll tell you what. This is getting monotonous.
I
don't know how to tell such crazy questions.
Oh, here.
I think they're trying to get your education.
Well, they really don't care about that. They really don't. Because, you know, it's funny. But it doesn't. They've done these studies before and they seem to think that their education doesn't make much difference. Now there are going to be certain
things. It's just how you, it's the way you say it, I guess.
Yeah, but you're going to talk, whether you've been to college or if you just had hardly any school, you're going to talk like the other people in your part of the country. Well, that's what they seem to have found out.
It's true. And you can move from one part of the country to another, and it won't be very long before you'll take up their vocabulary. I mean, their way of talking.
Yeah, and how much education you have doesn't seem to...
No, I know well-educated people that don't speak any better than I do.
Oh, yeah. And but they sound like other people do around here. Yeah, so,
I don't know. Sometimes I think you can't tell by the way a lot of people talk about their education, how much education they have.
Yeah, really.
Because I have a friend who, he's gone to school. There's not anything I don't think that he hasn't taken. You wouldn't know that he had... only just by the things that he does, that he has such a marvelous education.
Huh. Yeah. Just seems like folks, huh? Mm-hmm.
He held a pastorate in Japan for 3 years. He was ambassador to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just done everything. He's just an ordinary man. Hmm. And he's even helped us carpenter over there in that house.
Huh. Well, and he sounds all right.
He is. He's just grand. He's just the best. But he's just talks like everybody else, and acts like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
No, he don't act like everybody else either. He is rather refined. What I mean, he's not, his speech is not vulgar or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But he's
uh-huh.
just, I can't stand vulgar people.
Yeah, I know. A little of that goes a long way.
I don't want any of it.
Yeah. What all kind of vegetables did you used to grow?
Just ordinary vegetables. We never grew any of the exotics.
Yeah. Name them all for me that you used to grow. I got a whole list here.
We grew, let's see, what did we have in the spring? Usually spinach, lettuce, radishes, mustard greens. That was the spring crop.
Uh-huh.
We had and green beans, black-eyed peas,
yum,
corn, tomatoes, okra, and this Chinese lettuce. I mean, not Chinese lettuce, but Chinese cabbage.
Oh,
uh-huh. And we grew some cabbage once in a while. And carrots, everything except exotics.
Mm-hmm.
We never grew any of that.